For Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, it is the start of the last full week of presidential campaigning. And with just 8 days to go till Election Day, the contest has been injected with new uncertainty. John Yang begins our coverage.
With Election Day just around the corner, the hot topic on the campaign trail today was something that's dogged the Democratic nominee for nearly 2 years. Her use of a private email server as Secretary of State.
Now they apparently want to look at emails of one of my staffers, and by all means, they should look at them. And I am sure they will reach the same conclusion they did when they looked at my emails for the last year. There is no case here.
Hillary is not the victim. The American people are the victims of this corrupt system in every way. And this is your one chance right now, November 8th, to change it.
The FBI is scouring hundreds of thousands of newly discovered emails to see if any of them are relevant to its investigation of how she handled classified information.
The emails were discovered on the computer of Anthony Weiner, the disgraced former congressman from New York, who's under investigation for allegedly sending sexual messages to a 15-year-old girl. He's the estranged husband of Huma Abedin, one of Clinton's closest aides, who was conspicuously absent today from Clinton's campaign plane.
Meanwhile, criticism continues to build over FBI Director James Comey's decision to tell Congress of the new emails before they were evaluated. Former Attorney General Eric Holder wrote in today's Washington Post that while Comey's a man of integrity and honor, he committed a serious error with potentially severe implications.
Director Comey is a man of integrity. He's a man of principle.
The issue also dominated today's White House news briefing.
The president doesn't believe that Director Comey is intentionally trying to influence the outcome of an election. I'm just not going to be in a position to, frankly, either defend or criticize the decisions that he's made with regard to what to communicate in public.
Meanwhile, CNN said it has cut ties with Donna Brazile, interim chair of the Democratic National Committee. That followed today's WikiLeaks release of another batch of hacked Clinton campaign emails. One of them was from Brazile, then a CNN analyst, the day before the network hosted a debate between Clinton and Bernie Sanders in Flint, Michigan. She told campaign officials the details of one of the questions Clinton was asked at the event about the city's tainted water crisis. It's the second time hacked email showed Brazile tipping the Clinton camp to debate questions. CNN said it is completely uncomfortable with her interactions with the campaign while a network analyst. Today, the candidates were in key battleground states. Clinton was in Ohio, where polls show a tight race. Trump was next door in Michigan, trying to gain ground in a state that hasn't voted for a Republican presidential candidate since 1988, and where current polls show him behind. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.